Globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome, my dear friends. Welcome to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the agent for truth, Joe Bannister, your host. Happy Saturday morning to you. Freedom Above Fortune radio show comes to you courtesy of Frank Talk 104.3 FM, as well as worldwide on the internet, courtesy of Liberty Works Radio Network. Tell your friends they can listen to this great network and support it by visiting LWRN.net. That's Liberty Works Radio Network, a network that brings you radio programming you will not hear anywhere else. As always, I ask you to support Liberty Works Radio Network. You can go to LWRN.net and click on the Join Donate button in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. Given the many blessings God has bestowed on our country, I dedicate every show to our Father in Heaven. So I always start the show by praying as Jesus instructed us in Matthew chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. You and I both know that our country is in deep trouble, and I urge everyone to fervently pray for God's blessings on our country. Let's redouble our efforts to obey his commandments, especially refraining from taking the Lord's name in vain. I invite you to join my email list by visiting my website at freedomabovefortune.com. You can click on mailing list on the left-hand side of the homepage. You can also go to agentfortruth.com for more information about me and my work, and there's also a way to join the email list there at agentfortruth.com. Briefly, for the benefit of new listeners, I'm a former IRS special agent. I worked in the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. I no longer work for the IRS because during the last 2 years of my service there, I performed an off-duty investigation into claims that the income tax laws do not actually require most Americans to file federal income tax returns and pay federal income tax, and that the IRS was actually deceiving the American public about their true income tax obligations. After gathering and analyzing a great deal of documents and evidence, I concluded that these claims about the federal income tax system were largely true. And when I asked my IRS supervisors to discuss my conclusions with me, they not only refused to have any discussions with me, but they also encouraged me to resign from my position at the IRS. So my IRS career came to an end rather abruptly in 1999, when I did in fact resign from the Internal Revenue Service, and I've been speaking about my experiences and conclusions regarding the federal income tax and other constitutional liberty-related matters ever since. My guest in the first hour of the show is Gary Franchi. He's the National Director of Restore the Republic at RTR.org. He's the host and producer of the Reality Report at realityreport.tv. He's an accomplished film writer and producer with films such as Camp FEMA, Camp FEMA 2, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, and associate producer of The Blood of Patriots. He's also the president of a newly formed PAC, Political Action Committee, Revolution PAC, and the website for that group is revolutionpac.com. You've heard of the hardest working man in show business. Well, Gary is the hardest working man in the freedom movement, as far as I'm concerned. I'm honored to call him my friend. Gary, welcome to the show.
Joe, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I've had you on the show before, but for new listeners, if you could give a little bit of background about yourself, and then, you know, launch into the principal projects that you are most involved with and hold dearest to your heart.
Well, you just ran down a pretty strong list of some of the stuff that I'm working on and have been involved in. And let's just put it all out here. You know, I'm an average American. You know, I have a passion for this country, and a passion to see the Constitution upheld and respected by our elected officials, and that's why I do what I do. Because if we don't keep our republic, we will lose it. And that, those are the, that's one of the mandates from Benjamin Franklin. You know, it's up to us to keep the republic. So I've had the unique opportunity over these years, because of the passion that I've displayed, certain people have taken notice and helped me along the way and reinforced my ability to be a fighter on the front lines for freedom. One of those people was, in fact, and I give the majority of my credit to, is Aaron Russo for noticing that and working with me. And Russo, as you know, was the writer and producer of the film that Ron Paul credits bringing tens of thousands of people to his 2008 presidential campaign, the film America, Freedom of Fascism, which you're in. So, you know, if it wasn't for that film and my passion and all the countless patriots out there who are fighting and supporting my efforts, I couldn't have these projects work. And, you know, I just have a passion for this country. And I see people in the media who are destroying this country. They're not paying attention. They're not. They're serving their corporate masters and serving their special interests. Whereas it's up to us to hold the media accountable, hold the politicians accountable, and that's what I do with my different websites and my films and my reports. And and now with this new super PAC, we're supporting Congressman Ron Paul in his very successful presidential bid.
Well, that's phenomenal. I mean, you've really got a wide variety of projects, from the very bureaucratic, which I'm sure the PAC is, to the very I can't think of the word, just the impact of, say, something like the Reality Report. You know, I mean, you got your Jon Stewarts and Stephen Colberts out there, but of course they're going to be still hamstrung by what their handlers and the people that, you know, the commercial interests and advertisers. But something like the Reality Report is so refreshing because it's just you and what you see as issues in the freedom movement, what you see as attacks against the Constitution. And I love when the newest reality reports come out. So maybe tell the listeners a little more about the Reality Report, because I know they'll want to look into that as well.
Well, the Reality Report was birthed as a project of RTR.org. And a little backstory there, RTR.org and Restore the Republic was then birthed from Freedom of Fascism. So RTR.org is the social network. We've got over 33,000 members online. It's just a hive of activity and information. So one of the early projects of Restore the Republic was to develop media. And we put the call out, and we asked the average person, you know, to donate to our efforts so we could develop a television studio, so we could develop a message, and we could start to deliver a competing vision with the mainstream media, and a competing message, I should say. So we raised close to $30,000, and we were able to convert a small home into a workstation, and what normally would cost the mainstream media hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars, we can now do on a shoestring and have very, very much success doing it. So the Reality Report comes out every week. We experiment with different formats, and it's a lot of fun because we do watch the news cycles, we do watch the politicians, and we hold them accountable. And we report on what's really happening, the issues that are of great importance to this country, great importance to our freedoms. And I think that the Reality Report has been a voice for many of the mainstream news outlets today. It's funny, occasionally I'll get an email or someone will call or I'll run into someone and they'll say, you know, what you guys were talking about this on the Reality Report 4 months ago, and look at what Fox News is saying now. So because we're so nimble, because we're so light, I should say, we don't have a top-heavy editorial board that's, you know, clearing and making sure we're sticking to the talking points. We can be quick on our feet and report without having to appease our corporate masters. And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is our ability to stay on message and to react quickly. I mean, we've been able to get the mainstream media to retract a number of false statements and exclusions when it comes to primarily a lot of ways they try to exclude Congressman Ron Paul from debates or from messages because, you know, his message is so powerful. So we're able to hold the media accountable through our own media, and we have great success and a lot of fun doing it.
Well, that's great, because it's supposed to be the media that's holding, you know, the rest of society accountable, and yet, sadly, the way, you know, media has degenerated, there needs to be a whole accountability cadre to hold the media accountable. So thankfully you step into that breach each and every day.
Yeah, I enjoy it because someone's got to do it, and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of rising stars in the freedom movement, people who are, you know, they see what we're doing, and they're stepping up to the plate, and they're becoming the media as well. And the more eyes and voices that we have that are combating the, you know, the corporate media, you know, the media that is controlled by General Electric, the media that is controlled by the pharmaceutical companies, the media that is controlled by all these different super corporations. I mean, the reason why we have the problems that we have in this country today is because those super corporations are controlling the media and controlling everything that we see and hear. And then when you have those super corporations contributing to campaigns and lobbying and getting their pieces of legislation pushed through Congress because they have, you know, deeper pockets, then you have this level of corruption that only serves a small handful of people at the risk of the few. So, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we do what we do.
Have you experienced any pushback, shall we say? I mean, where you know, obviously they're not going to be too happy about that, because generally oppressors and tyrants want to have complete control. And when there's a leak in the dike, so to speak, you know, have you experienced any pushback?
You know, I can honestly say that I have not received any pushback. There have been moments where I may question. For example, it was probably maybe a year or more ago, I produced a short video, and it was called Public Address to the Military. And in my studio, we configured it to look like a press room, and I went in front of a podium and delivered a message stating that it is up to the military to arrest individuals who are violating their oaths of office. Now, you know, some may view that as pretty extreme. However, you know, we have criminals in office who are violating their oath, and they need to be held accountable. So no one else is going and arresting these people, and I guess the only solution would be, you know, something of that nature. But as soon as I released that, no sooner than 24 hours did I have a knock on my door, and there were two agents from the federal government there, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just looking through the crack in the glass, and I said, "Who are you guys with?" And they said, "Oh, we're with the Department of Agriculture. We just want to look around your backyard."
Well, Gary, we got a break coming up, but I wanted you to continue with that story. This is Joe Bannister, host of the Freedom of a Fortune radio show. We'll be right back with Gary Franchi after these messages.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy, these men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Talk, live form, news, sports, and more. The official home of Brokeback, Glamis, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
Spitty vote on whether to act on the matter of the bat, which has been trapped in this chamber for the past 15 minutes. All those in favor of attempting to capture the bat say aye.
Aye. Aye.
It's clear that the majority of those present feel we need to act. I therefore propose that we have all the lights in the chambers turned off and all the windows open. The bat will fly towards the sunlight and out the window.
No, then, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully disagree. The best plan of action is to capture the bat and then release it outside.
Oh! Get out!
Representative McCullough, I believe that catching the bat would prove extremely difficult. It's very fast.
Well, I have read that...
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Talk, live form, news, sports, and more. The official home of Brokeback, Glamis, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Persistence. Pass it on. Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for Vice President Abraham Lincoln. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. Persistence. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the Agent for Truth, Joe Bannister, your host, agentfortruth.com and freedomabovefortune.com. I had to step on Gary there at the before the break. He was telling a really interesting story. I was on the edge of my seat, I'm sure you were as well, about a little visit from a couple of feds. He had given a public address to the military, changed his studio around to make it, much very official looking, and released this out, and I'm sure it went viral around the world to the military. So Gary was telling us what little pushback or a big pushback he experienced after releasing that. So Gary, go right ahead.
Yeah, when we released the video, it was specifically a public address to the military. So naturally, it's going to go viral through those different avenues in the military. And it's one of the very few videos, in fact, that I actually had to turn commenting off, because the comments from people in the military were just ruthless. They were just more or less personal attacks against my physique rather than addressing the points of elected officials and their violation of their oaths of office. So it was interesting, to say the least. But like I said in the before the break, no sooner than I had released it, about 24 hours, there was immediately a knock on my door, 8 a.m. So I go to the door, I look through the glass, and I see two guys standing outside. Now, they didn't look like your typical federal agents. I mean, they were wearing just average clothes, and they said that they wanted to look around my yard. And I asked them who they were with, and they said they were with the Department of Agriculture. And then I said, well, let me see some IDs. So they pulled out their Department of Agriculture IDs, and it looked like, from what I could gather, when they pulled out their IDs, you know how you got a keychain and you got like 50 keys on your keychain, right? Well, it almost appeared as though they had like 50 different IDs with them. It's like, okay, well, today we're with the Department of Agriculture, so show your Department of Agriculture ID. You know, and that's really how it felt to me. Now, I didn't put up any opposition. You know, the only thing in my backyard is a bench in a fire pit. So, they can go take a look, by all means, whatever. So I said, go ahead, go take a look. And I looked out the windows and I watched them. And, I didn't see anything that, I mean, look, you got two guys poking around your backyard. It's not like they were looking through windows or anything like that. But nonetheless, you know, it definitely raised some red flags with me. Now, maybe Joe, you could answer this for me. I don't know. I've heard the story that IRS agents' checks are actually cut from the Department of Agriculture, so maybe there is a connection there.
Yeah, well, actually, my pay stub said Department of Agriculture, so I never quite followed up on how that. It probably would have taken me a decade just to figure that out. But yes, the Department of Agriculture was tasked with issuing checks, at least to IRS special agents. I presume that the rest of the IRS was the same. So you're right.
So it could be fair to say that some sort of a arm of the Department of Agriculture would have the jurisdiction to act in some sort of a capacity like that. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I did do some snooping around. I contacted the local police and the village hall, and apparently, according to those official sources, they stated the Department of Agriculture was in the area searching for longhorn beetles, and some sort of infestation in trees. You know, as many people know, longhorn beetle is, you know, it's a vicious, you know, parasite for trees. And in the area I live, there's a lot of very large trees. So either that was a smokescreen cover story, or they were just poking around because I made my video. But that's one of the closest environment, closest calls I've ever received, going into you know, after that I can connect to something. But there have been other moments where, you know, I've, you know, been allowed to go into top secret facilities, and I've been given clearance by the government. I've been given level 4 national security clearance to go into facilities. So, you know, I've apparently passed enough background checks to be deemed not a threat, and given permission to walk the halls of the National Security Agency. Or, I mean, not the National Security Agency, but the National Reconnaissance Office. So, you know, that's another moment in my life where I don't quite understand why I would be allowed to go into such a facility. But, you know, last year I went to the Christmas party for the National Reconnaissance Office. And, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of people in this top secret facility. Everyone's dressed in tuxedos and you know, surrounded by CIA agents and FBI agents and politicians, and you know, Joe Biden was there. So, you know, why are they allowing me so close to these people? It was interesting to see how they, how the other half lives, so to speak. And, you know, you did have to buy tickets to get in, so there, you know, it wasn't like entirely taxpayer subsidized party, but it was an interesting moment nonetheless. So, you know, in one hand, you're worried that the, you know, the Department of Agriculture may be doing a smoke screen to do an investigation on your house, while on the other hand, you've got an invitation to walk the halls of a top-secret Air Force military black budget facility. So it's strange. The government works in a mysterious way, as they say.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too, that it's almost like I think we're all quite on the mark that, you know, the NSA and the people that really run our government and the world are keeping close tabs on us, but the average street, shall we say, agents, you know, occasionally might be tasked with surveillances or whatever. But I don't think, you know, a lot of times the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And I've encountered agents who seem to me really had no clue about my past. You know, I'm not expecting them to go, wow, you know, Joe Bannister, but, you know, I've certainly gotten in the face of the IRS and the federal government back in D.C., and yet I can really tell that they're just, you know, just doing their job, just doing another case.
Yeah.
So it is interesting, you know, so I think we have to not let our guard down, because there's definitely, you know, the super secrets that are keeping an eye on this and doing what they can to what's the word I'm looking for? Losing words today, but, you know, basically to destroy or put impediments in front of our efforts.
I think that there's also, you know, I think there is a healthy level of paranoia, but there's also we have to remember that there are people in government who are on our side, and they do support what we're doing, and while we fight against these different agencies, we fight against these different entities and politicians, there are a lot of people in our freedom movement that are definitely working in government sector, and they're supporting our efforts however they can, by leaking documents to us or by, you know, just taking a stand in their position. When the time is right. I mean, look at what you did. I mean, you took a stand, you know, and you raised your voice and you raised the question and you went through the fire, and now you have an amazing testimony that is touching countless numbers of lives. So, you know, there's a lot of Joe Bannisters out there that we don't know about, and it's just important for all of us to work and succeed in supporting this constitutional message.
Well, that's why I'm so you know, gratified, overjoyed at what you do, because I really believe that the only reason that I learned about this information was, you know, a DV kid and people like her who really just beat their head against the wall, just are so fervent, and every waking moment trying to get the word out to people. And, you know, your efforts, your wife, all the people at RTR and the Reality Report, it's like, I wonder if you ever get any sleep at all, because you're out there, and it really is bearing fruit. I mean, just the incredible outpouring of support and people who care. Of course, what I would like to see, and I'm sure you would too, is I think there's this effect out there that because you've got your studio at the Reality Report and you'll put on a suit, and you know that somehow that the funding to keep this going is just always there, and it's not. So maybe this would be a good time to point out or to let people know you really could use their financial support. Certainly spiritual support is always important. You know, keep a prayer in mind for Gary Franchi and the crew. But how can people support the efforts financially?
Well, first I'll say this publicly, that you know, my steps and my path is laid out by God, and you know, I just simply travel it. So the Lord has put these opportunities and these doors in front of me, and he opens doors, he closes doors, and I just happen to pass through them, and I'm thankful for that. We give thanks every day for that. So, but that's not to say that we still don't need the help of individuals out there, and we do get it. And there's many ways you can support us. Simply, you know, just go to RTR.org and click on the donate button. Become a member and get involved with other individuals who are taking action every day. I mean, there's, like, I think last night at about maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, there was like 500 people online, and they were, you know, watching videos, reading blogs, sharing posts, organizing and spreading the message of freedom and liberty through our social networking website. So, you know, it takes a lot. I mean, our server fees are enormous to maintain that website. Our staffing fees are very expensive, you know, to keep these editors working, producing content and keeping tabs on what's going on in the media. So there's many ways. I mean, you can simply just sponsor the show and become an advertiser on our website, you know, so that, you know, you benefit, we benefit, and overall the movement benefits. You can give straight donations through our website, and, you know, when we put out a call for action, take part in that. Share that call to action with your friends, and donate when you can. You know, that's just really what it comes down to. So, you know, I just can't stress enough, the easiest thing to do is just go to RTR.org, join up. It's easy. You can click the button. You can connect through Facebook, so it's really easy to join. And just stay in the loop. That's all. That's the simplest thing. It doesn't cost any money to join, and that's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't cost any money. And if you want, when you join, you have the option of, you know, chipping in $5 a month or $10 a month. And when you do that, we put a little badge on your profile so the other members know that you're a supporting member, and you get the credit for that. You get the recognition for that. So that's why we do it. And we just want people to go to the site, get hooked up, join for free, or become a contributing member.
Well, that's another thing, and we got a break coming up, but I just want to put the word out to everyone that I've been a RTR, signed up at RTR.org, even given little funding. But I love RTR.org. Where else can you interact with 30,000 other people that are very much like-minded? So go to RTR.org and sign up and donate. We'll be right back after these messages with Gary Franchi, our guest, RTR.org, and RealityReport.tv. Thanks for joining us.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network.
There's a reason education's because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. It's the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly f***ed jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The American Dream was given birth by Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution. For 40 years, Sam agitated the American colonists to rebel against the British monarchy. His sacrificial effort cost him the entire fortune he inherited from his father. He was captivated by John Locke's theory that the average man was capable of governing himself, that an aristocracy was counterproductive and oppressive, and that the only lawful function of government was the protection of life and property. All else was an obnoxious intrusion into the affairs of the individual. Those who knew Sam and worked closely with him called him the last of the Puritans. He understood that rights come from God. He declared,
"The right to freedom, being the gift of God, it is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave."
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Did you know that no Christian church accepted contraception as morally permissible before 1930? Discover why and how to work with a woman's natural times of being fertile and infertile. Learn a 99% effective method of natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website, ccli.org, or call 800-745-8252.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am Joe Bannister, the Agent for Truth, agentfortruth.com, and freedomabovefortune.com. Our guest is Gary Franchi. He's the National Director of Restore the Republic at RTR.org, and also host and producer of the Reality Report, realityreport.tv. Excellent movies out there. Thanks to Gary, Camp FEMA, Camp FEMA 2, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, and also a recent film, The Blood of Patriots, that he was the associate producer on. And we're going to talk about the Revolution Pack, revolutionpack.com. Is it .com or .org, Gary?
.com.
.com. Revolutionpack.com. But before we get into the Revolution Pack, which I think is a revolutionary idea, I was going to ask Gary about some of the more memorable interviews that he's done, because there's plenty of them out on the internet. I would invite you to go to YouTube or any of these other, Blip TV, various websites, and type in Gary Franchi, and you'll see that he's interviewed a lot of very interesting people. So, Gary, give us at least a couple memorable interviews that you've done. I think the listeners would like to check those out.
Yeah, you can watch them at realityreport.tv. One of my most recent interviews I did was with Herman Cain. We went out to Las Vegas to talk to the Patriots who were gathering for Freedom Fest. And it's a yearly event. A lot of people come out, and it's a really interesting mix of the libertarian movement and the Republican movement. It's there's definitely a lot of cross pollination going on there. So while we were there, Rand Paul was there, Herman Cain was there. It's really a who's who of political movements, that are taking place. So my producer and I were walking down the hallway, and we had just filmed a whole bunch of stuff, so we're kind of getting tired. We're about to go and film our cutaway segments out on the streets of Las Vegas, and I see a whole bunch of people pouring out of a room. Now, there's many, many rooms where people were pouring out of. I don't know why I was led to this door, but, again, it's another doorway the Lord leads to. So I ask a young lady who was leaving, I said, who just spoke in there? And she says, Herman Cain. I said, oh, really? Is he still in there? And she says, yes, he is. He's shaking hands right there. So I looked at my producer. I said, all right, fire up that camera, get that tripod and microphone ready. Let's do this. And we walked in, and sure enough, he was no more than 10 feet from the doorway. So I make sure my camera's set up and microphone's ready, and I sort of just kind of hovered in that area as people were shaking his hand. And eventually, I just reached in and shook his hand, and then stuck the microphone in his face with my other hand. So we're shaking hands. I said, "Hi, I'm Gary Franchi, RTR.org, and the Reality Report. We're here to talk about leadership, sir. Let's talk about it. Is Obama leading the country, And so, I led with some of those easier softball questions and nursed him along the interview process. It's funny what goes through your mind when you're doing these interviews totally on the fly. You don't know if Kane's handlers are going to whisk you away and pull you out, or if a supporter is going to say, hey, I was here first, or if you're going to run out of tape, or if you're going to run out of battery. So there's so many things going through your head, and I'm constantly checking with my producer to make sure that we got enough tape, because I knew we were at the end of our tape. I just didn't know how much tape we had left. So I'm trying to come up with quick questions off the top of my head so I can lead him to where I want to go. Meanwhile, combating all these other processes that are taking place in the peripheral. And we were able to ask him some questions, because at the time Obama was, this was when the debt ceiling talks were going on, and Obama was issuing these threats about Social Security checks not going out and stirring up the seniors into a frenzy. So I had some good ammo to allow Kane to target Obama. That's what all these politicians are doing. Rather than targeting the specific issues, they're all like, I'm going after Obama. Obama's the problem. Obama's the problem. So, I mean, that's how these politicians function in the lowest common denominator to attract their supporters. So they don't talk about issues. They talk about the macro problem. And so I was able to allow him to address those, the macro problem, the Obama problem, and then let him into the bailout issue, because we know he supported TARP, and we know he's a Federal Reserve banker. So I was able to formulate a question that was gentle enough but pointed enough to get a direct answer. And what I asked him was, I said, you know, the American people are concerned that Wall Street's getting easy money from the Federal Reserve in the form of bailouts. You know, how? You know, what are your thoughts on that? And he went ahead and embellished that and reinforced the fact that he was a Federal Reserve banker. And it was all in all, it was a really good exchange. And at the end, you know, I said, you know, I give him an opportunity. You know, plug your website. Where? How can people get involved with your campaign? You know, I show him enough respect for that. So he goes ahead and tells us that, it's HermanCain.com. He's like, Cain from the Bible, but I haven't killed anybody. And then I look at the camera and I go, yeah, he hasn't killed anybody yet. and then Cain, he's like, he said it, not me. You know, we go back and forth. You know, we're kind of like chuckling with each other as we close the camera scene. And, you know, I don't know if he realized what I said, and I just kind of said it on the fly, but, given thought, of course, when you become president of the United States, there is going to be blood on your hands. And so for me to say that was sort of poignant, because he's trying to run for office, and he says, you know, I haven't killed anybody. So I think that was kind of telling of the responsibility of the Commander-in-Chief. And, you know, so we had some fun. We had some fun with that and got a lot of traction. And then just a couple days later, we released our sort of expose on Cain, looking at his issues and embellishing, going deeper into those points. So that was a lot of fun. You know, I've had fun interviewing, for instance, the first Department of Homeland Security head. Goodness, his name totally escapes me now. I can't believe it. But
Ridge?
Yeah, Tom Ridge, that's his name, Tom Ridge. So, you know, I've interviewed him, and there's a lot of people over the years, and, you know, but my favorite is not just interviewing the big-name people, but the average Americans who are being affected, the activists who are on the street who are fighting, and giving them the spotlight that they deserve, and that's what we do.
Like the Federal Reserve protest that I just saw recent, lots of activists that were out there taking their time, and you're getting those man on the street interviews, which were excellent.
Yeah, speaking of the Federal Reserve, I actually was able to interview Ben Bernanke at one time too. You know, and that was more of an ambush style interview. Because he was leaving an event, and I was able to run up to him and ask him some questions about this proposed currency for the North American Union, and he just kind of looked at me and just, didn't want to, address any questions, and his goons were just there. But at least I was able to get close enough to ask a question, and
Yeah, I remember that. I liked that one also. That was good. Yeah. Well, everybody, just, you know, you can type in Gary Franchi, and I don't know if I've spelled his name for you just to make sure you get it right, F-R-A-N-C-H-I, Gary Franchi. And if you type in Gary Franchi, Herman Cain, or Ben Bernanke, or Tom Ridge, you can check out those interviews, or at rtr.org. Just in the last couple minutes, Gary, let's talk a little bit about the PAC, what that's all about.
Well, this is, you know, my first official jump into navigating the shark-infested waters of the political cycle, going through FEC regulations and such, which it's a good learning experience. And we've created this PAC just a couple of weeks back, and it's called Revolution PAC. The website is revolutionpac.com, and we've assembled a crack team of advisors and grassroots individuals who are supporters of Congressman Paul, and we are we've already put up billboards in Ames, Iowa. We put a full page ad in the Ames newspaper, and we are getting a lot of support out there. Tom Woods is our advisory board chairman. He's been writing our press releases, and he's writing our position statements and responses that are out there. We have a huge, we're calling it a super bomb fundraiser on September 19th, and we're asking individuals and businesses who've met their campaign contribution to make a donation to the Revolution PAC on that day. And once we, our goal, we need to raise millions of dollars so that we can launch effective television marketing campaigns to support Congressman Paul and get the votes that he needs to win these primaries. So we're having a lot of fun with that too. I mean, once we announced it, the grassroots support has been just overwhelming. And it's a fun, exciting process to be a part of. You know, once you make those official statements, you sign those documents, and it's amazing to see the amount of people that come and want to support Congressman Paul. So forming the PAC was really cool. And one thing that most people need to know is that it's not just a PAC, but it's a super PAC, and this is a new political entity that was born out of a couple Supreme Court rulings that allows for us to collect unlimited amounts of donations from businesses, corporations, organizations, and individuals. The previous, if you want to form a PAC, I think you're limited to accepting $5,000, or there is a limit, yeah, $5,000 limit. But if you declare yourself as a super PAC, then that limit is gone. The only restriction that you have is that you cannot have coordinated communications on independent expenditures with the campaign itself. So what that means is we can accept $1 million donation, but the campaign and us, we cannot discuss the strategy on how we will spend that money on marketing campaigns. So it's interesting, too, is the campaign can, however, have the candidate appear at our events and even solicit donations on our behalf. So there's this new political entity has really yielded a lot of exposure, and we're getting a lot of press. We were mentioned in the USA Today. We've been mentioned in Politico a number of times. We've been mentioned on the Colbert Report a couple of times, and we're loving the energy and the excitement that's brewing up from the grassroots and support that's out there for Congressman Paul. And I think this Revolution Super PAC has also really given the grassroots the energy and, that it's been looking for. You know, since I've started this, I've seen a new burst of excitement for the for Congressman Paul's presidential run, and we're just glad to be out there providing support and making sure the grassroots have a voice, and that those that met their campaign limit can contribute to RevolutionPAC.com.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, coming to the end of the hour here, so I just want to wrap up by saying Gary Franchi has been our guest, and you need to go to rtr.org and join up and be friends with about 30,000 people and counting. Realityreport.tv, you can see Gary do the reality report, and it's really a sight to see. You can't miss that. And also revolutionpack.com. So, Gary, thanks for joining us, and we'll have you back on sometime. Best of luck with everything.
Joe, thank you so much for having me.